This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we go with another edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. We have a roster of radio pros here to help make your talk radio experience wonderful today. Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
There he is. Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo, bro.
You can call either one of those fellows. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Locally, 271-1100. Kevin will grab that phone. Todd's got the other. And Daniel is on the phone. He'll ask you all the tough questions. Like, okay, what's your name? Where are you from? What do you want to talk about? And the only reason we even ask you what you want to talk about, you're going to get on either way. But if there's three people talking about Donald Trump last night in Pennsylvania, and two of you over here that want to talk about Amy Coney Barrett, then, you know, it helps us keep the flow of the conversation going. Jump around a little bit. But otherwise, that's it. Leah Backstrom is here as well. Leah does our social media. So if you miss something, go back and say, what the heck did they talk about? Little tidbits and things that we're doing on the show. You can check those out. So those are the good folks here to help make this a wonderful experience for you today. And we look forward to the conversation. I have this hour blank. And by blank, I mean I am leaving the topics up to you on what you'd like to do. The hearing for Amy Coney Barrett is fascinating in the sense that all these smarty-pants senators really don't seem to have much going on. Best exchange of the day yesterday was John Cornyn, senator from Texas, saying, what are you using for notes over there? She holds up an empty tablet.
For the win!
Yeah, wasn't that something?
Oh, just that was crushing.
So she doesn't even. Yep. I mean, I would physically be unable to do that, to not use the pad right in front of me.
Proving
right?
How brilliant she is. Oh. I mean, she's quoting cases. She's going. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
she owned them.
Really, really amazing, and it's kind of fun because it's another example of Donald Trump appointing somebody so smart. What are they going
to
do?
Well, although, and if you take the drama out of all of it and just go to the legal side of it, that's why she's winning. She knows how to keep the drama away from it.
Although we did manage a little drama yesterday from the senator from Hawaii asking her if she had sexually assaulted anyone.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
If he sexually assaulted anyone. Her kids are there. They're crying out loud. You know, I mean,
not to mention, what if a guy would have asked that question?
Terrible.
He'd be crucified.
So we've got that. We've got the president clearly energized beyond belief and out on the campaign trail going every night. Joe's wheels are coming off. He's stumbling and bumbling. We have a few greatest hits for you to share today on the program. So all that on the program. Call us now, 800-228-0550. Any topic. Lay it on us. What do you want to talk about? Next hour, I have a guest, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, that is going to be in North Dakota next week. Three stops, talking to youngsters about social justice and fascism and political correctness and what's happened to youngsters. He wrote a book called Beyond Woke. I want to know what that whole woke thing's about anyway. So we're going to tap into tap into his expertise.
Some of us are not at woke to be beyond it yet, but okay.
Yeah, just, you know, woke, whatever. I don't know.
I'm not woke. I'm still asleep.
John Phelan's another guest coming up from the Center for the American Experiment, economist, talking about when a legislature passes laws and it unfairly gives a disadvantage to a business in say, Minnesota compared to the business in North Dakota. How often does that happen? He's done some research on that. We're going to talk about that a little bit today, too, on the program. Brian in Williston, let's start with you. What would you like to talk about, Brian?
I'd like to address the governor's race. I don't listen to you guys too often, but if you guys could have Michael Coachman on, that'd be great. He believes in freedom, and the reason I'm writing him in as opposed to voting for Doug Burgum is Doug Burgum's ND restart plan with color-coding all the counties and telling them if they have so many COVID cases they can't have businesses open is an infringement on our freedom to do as we please. And,
Okay, well, Brian, one thing I would tell you on Michael Coachman, first of all, a couple people have called. Michael Coachman has never reached out to this program to be on. And we, I have to tell you, have made a policy over the years to be cautious when it comes to write-in candidates, because otherwise, you know, that opens up a Pandora's box. But enough of our listeners have said, hey, why don't you have him on? That's fine. You know, we'd have him on. But, in fact, the most recent was, where was it?
Well, and I've had him on twice in the KFIRE Cafe for KFIRE listeners, and you can catch that at KFIRE.com.
Yeah, there you go. So,
okay.
He certainly had some time. The other thing I tell you is that the governor did not tell counties what they had to do. The color coding is a recommendation. It's a guideline. And so, the governor, I think sometimes in the way these things get reported and the way they get rolled out, it looks like, and this is the sheeple thing. This is as much on us as anything. You know, because there's a recommendation, you should take it. You should say, does that apply to where I'm at? What's that going to, cause me, and make a decision? It's a recommendation. It's not, Brian in Williston, you will do this by order of the government. It's not that. So, and again, some people don't like the recommendations. Some people don't like the codes. I get all that. But let's call things what they are, not what people say they are, and what the actual reality is. Does that make sense, Brian?
Well, I guess I don't really agree with that too much, because when it's a recommendation from somebody that you view in higher authority, the recommendation turns into, this is what they're telling us to do.
Then you're a sheeple. Then you're a sheeple, because a recommendation is a recommendation. They have the power to mandate it on you. But we don't even need to argue about this, Brian, because my point is, it is what it is. It's a recommendation. It's a guideline. It's not a mandate. It's not a law. Okay, that's indisputable. Now, you're saying, hey, I'm taking that guideline, and because of who it's coming from, I think I have no choice but to do this. That's your purview, but it isn't an accurate description of what the actual policy is.
I'm not saying that I'm personally following it. I'm saying that in Williston, we've had the county commission and the city commission say that, well, this is what the state government is telling us. This is what we got to do.
Well, there's a lot of that.
That one bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I see the locals in a lot of cases saying, well, the states are making us do it when they're not. The facts ought to be there. So just challenge your local folks. Where is it said here that you're mandated to do this? You know, ask them. But I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Kevin Beulah, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I just want to say thanks for all the great work that you're doing. But I wanted to bring it to people's attention. Anybody that's on the fence post wondering about Joe Biden, they need to get on YouTube and look at hair sniffing bites, creepy Joe bites. This guy is he's just out there. And people need to look at that and then see who you're going to vote for, because this guy's creepy. That's all I wanted to say, and thanks a bunch for everything you do.
Very kind of you, Kevin. Thank you. Yeah, I'd check that out if I were you. I assume most people that follow politics at all know about that, but maybe they don't. And it's a good point. Chris in Moorhead. Go. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Proud to be on the show again, guys, and you guys do a great job. Do you know why they changed the name of Woodrow Wilson High? Get any information on that?
Because a former newsman, news director, by the name of Jim Shaw, very liberal member of the newsroom, but that's sort of a, you know, tell me something I don't know, took up that cause and dug into that. I think it's awful. I think it's absolutely awful. It's sort of flown below the radar a little bit.
I got my GED through that school when it was still on North University, the original building. Disgusting.
It is. I mean, I can tell you the reasons, but they are, again, woke. Gotta get it in again.
Oh my God!
They are.
You've become a sheeple using that word.
Have I really?
Not only that.
Go ahead, Chris.
Not only that, but I've heard people criticizing Mrs. Barrett for the tone of her voice.
For the tone of her voice. Interesting. Thank
you. Got rips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Past the hour on What's on Your Mind. We're rolling on to find out what's on your mind. Simple as a phone call at 800-228-0550. One question I'm a little curious about is your confidence level on Trump v. Biden. What's going to happen on Election Day? I've been scouring all kinds of different data points and coming to a conclusion on that that I'm holding to, but I am curious of your opinion. You hear mine enough. Sort of like being on the Judiciary Committee of the United States Senate. I wonder if we...
No, thank you.
I wonder if we actually totaled up all the time where there are senators talking versus her. I mean, this is supposed to be a question, right? It's a hearing. They're drilling her to find out what her answers are, you know, on all of these key issues, right?
Her face most of the day looks like she's saying to herself, did this guy eat paste when he was a kid? You know, I mean,
you know what I'm saying? She's been very...
Honestly, she's got that look at her face. What? Who are you?
Know, I thought the look was right one there. Of... I'm supposed to stay awake through this whole grandstanding thing? I mean, come on.
They're talking a lot more than she's talking, is my point. And she's wicked smart. So I think it's probably better it's happening that way. Todd found this post on Twitter. Judge Barrett is using no notes. That was kind of the story of yesterday, right, in the tablet and everything. And somebody responded, I mean, she has 7 kids. She's used to answering stupid questions literally all day long.
Isn't that great? That is so epic.
Although I would argue that Amy Coney Barrett's kids are probably light years ahead of most of the folks on that panel in the smarts department, you know. What an adorable family. Just adorable. Oh, I love it. Texter says, good morning, Scott. Would you mention to your great patriotic listeners, they are, and we love them for that, Friday at 11, this Friday at 11, Fargo National Cemetery, that, by the way, is our Arlington, North Dakota's Arlington National Cemetery, an actual extension of that cemetery. It's managed under the same cemetery apparatus in North Dakota. It's up by Harwood. Closest, easiest way to tell you that would be west of Harwood. Anyway, it's a beautiful cemetery, and it is it's ours, the Fargo National Cemetery. So Friday at 11 out there at the Fargo National Cemetery, we are burying an unclaimed vet. But you really want to show this man he wasn't forgotten by our grateful nation. Gosh, they do good work. United Patriotic Bodies. Really, really good work. Appreciate what they do. Friday at 11. All right. I guess that's all we need to know. Fargo National Cemetery. If you want to be there, you can be there. Wonderful idea. How's some home cooking sound today? You up with that?
Yeah.
How could you not be, right? Wednesday edition of the program tells me that we have Swedish meatballs or lasagna on tap today in Valley City. Swedish meatballs at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Salisbury Steak at the 12th Avenue North Fargo location. And if you buy 2 fresh baked cookies, you're going to get a third free today. Any size drink, coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, Lewis and Clark, 79 cents today. Great specials all day, every day. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. You tell them Scott sent you. Corey in Fargo, you're next, 800-228-0550. Text Todd. He's waiting for those texts, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Go ahead, Corey. Corey, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here, sorry.
No, that's all right, go ahead.
So on my mind today is, a couple of days ago, I checked my mail, and I got an absentee ballot from the ACLU of Fargo. I never requested an absentee ballot.
And was it the actual ballot, Corey?
It's the ballot request. It was the request for an absentee ballot.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, that's just they get the voter rolls and then send them out. I don't think there's any...
Facebook asks it every time I go on there. You registered in an absentee ballot?
Registered. Once you, I always reply, we're in North Dakota. We don't have registration. You dummy!
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, though, man.
Go
to
a state there.
It even says on there that it says, thank you for requesting an absentee ballot. That's I never requested one. That was very odd to me.
Yeah, that does. And I assume that's legal because it's a ballot request form. It's not the actual ballot. they're sending you. It's the ballot request form for you then to decide if you want to send it in. But boy, they're pulling out the stops. No doubt about it. That just means, and it's funny, isn't it? You have no connection to the ACLU. You didn't ask them for anything, and here's what's coming back.
Right.
It's very odd. I have forwarded a similar request and concern to the Office of Secretary of State Al Jager to get some answers on that. Just make sure it's legal, Corey. So we'll do some checking, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Chris Larson in our newsroom, our ace producer, has some sad news to report from the Fargo Police Department. Says it is with a heavy heart that we share that yesterday we located Mr. McKinnon, elderly gentleman that had been missing for some time. Many searches had been happening. At 219, officers were dispatched to an unattended death at 3501 45th Street South, where Mr. McKinnon was found. We notified the family as soon as he was found. We decided to hold off releasing the information to the public to allow the family time to contact relatives. Our hearts go out to the McKinnon family and other, and we offer, rather, our deepest condolences to them. Thankful for the help from the community in search of Mr. McKinnon over the past week and a half. Sad ending to that story. And, Chris, I don't know if that 3501 45th Street South is a address, so he went to, you know, somebody's home, somebody that he knew, or if that, like, is meaning it was not indoors but outdoor. I don't know. It just seems like we need a little more information there. I don't know if they have detailed that for you, but if you can find out, that'd be great. Texter says, hi, gentlemen, Senator Difi. You know who Senator Difi is?
Diane Feinstein.
Okay, I'm just making sure you're woke.
When you're using your... Then when you're using your tablet at her home, are you on the Di-Fi Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry.
My entertainment in this has been less Di-Fi, because she's been pretty reserved. She hasn't had much going on. She was the one that did the whole, the dogma lives in you, from last time when she was a candidate for the circuit court. But my entertainment this time is Pat Leahy, who clearly should be, I don't know, somebody in the family ought to say, you know, dad, grandpa, great-grandpa, come on, let's just, you know, let's enjoy life. Let's go on a little family trip or something. These people that cling to the Senate or, you know, their political standing in life until the bitter end is just kind of sad to see. But my entertainment has been him doing this from home and getting a kick out of the decoration. Not that I'm some big decorator, but there's some portraits that make me chuckle behind him. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans available now with zero premium. Plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements at no extra cost. And free Silver Sneaker gym memberships. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in-network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. Call today for a free no-obligation review. Call 877-792-0958. 877-792-0958. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says,
I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed. in the president's proposal.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Amy Coney Barrett will field the final round of questions from senators on day three of her confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court. Each senator will have 20 minutes to question Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. Time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by our friends at Bucklett Chevy Buick GMC, Bismarck Valley City. And we've got another doozy for you, folks. Really sharp-looking SUV, just in time for winter. It's a 2014 Buick Enclave SUV, premium package, so it's loaded up with all the goodies, all-wheel drive, heated and cooled leather seats, good tires, navigation system, power seats. You're going to love the color. It's a champagne silver. And on the outside, sweet-looking black leather seats on the inside. So really, really nice. 83,000 miles on the lot now at $19,978 today only. Tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, $18,978 at the Pucklage location in Valley City, 721. West Main and Valley City, or call them at 800-401-4352 or go online at PucklageValleyCity.com to find out more. Of course, they're a great store in Bismarck as well. Cruise in for a great selection there. Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right, we're going to squeeze in a guest here before we get back to more calls. Chase Giacomo is a former law student of the woman most of America is watching on their television screens this week, Amy Coney Barrett. A candidate nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. Chase, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
So you were a student of Judge Barrett. Did you recognize when you were a student that you were learning from one of the best? I mean, was that pretty evident?
Yeah, you know, I think going into her course, it was well known that she was kind of a renowned constitutional law scholar, you know, both at Notre Dame and I think in the legal community beyond. I think what was surprising to me during that year was just how great of a person she was and how much she took time outside of, you know, teaching to, you know, pour into her students' lives, to really get to know people around her and help in any way. And she's continued to do that, you know, over the past 7-8 years for my wife and I. So I definitely recognized, you know, right away that something was special. I had, you know, been around a lot of professors who were brilliant. But once they kind of get done teaching, they kind of disappear and you can't find them till the next class. And so to see someone that's got that kind of scholarship and reputation, but also just really, wanting to impact, mentor and care about people around them, I just felt like, wow, this is extremely unusual and there's something special about this person.
Did you say that she is still in touch with you and your wife?
Yeah, you know, so during my first year of law school, I actually was had just come back from Afghanistan as a platoon leader. I was a little bit older than most of my students. And so during that year, you know, she actually was a huge help for my wife and I, just kind of strategizing the year and working through some challenges and coming up with plans forward. And then, you know, we stayed in touch, you know, afterwards. And then my wife and I have been going through the adoption process recently, and we knew that she had adopted two orphans from Haiti. So we reached out to her a few months ago again, and we were just overwhelmed with, you know, her response. She just gave us so many resources and perspectives and a lot of wisdom on what her experience was. And so, yeah, she just continued to, you know, here she is, a mom of seven on the seventh circuit, as busy as can be, and still pouring out selflessly into people's lives. And to be honest with you, I actually don't feel like I am all that unique. I saw her form a lot of meaningful relationships with other students in my class, and just people around her. She just seems to have that. She's that type of person where I think, you know, everybody really connects with, and because she's so selfless, she just builds these meaningful relationships and helps people really achieve what they're going after. And so, yeah, that's been my experience. So it's been exciting to watch her, you know, stand on, you know, through these hearings and stay firm and not get into the political bickering. It's been great to watch.
What have you taken away from this? Like, as you watch this, what is anything surprise you or anything, you know, stand out?
You know, I just think her poise and her commitment to excellence that she brought to the classroom, you see it. It emanates from her. I think that it's an interesting, you know, situation, because if you look at her scholarship and her commitment to textualism and originalism, there's just not a lot of holes that can be poked. And I think that it's, you know, it's widely accepted. I mean, even some of the more progressive, left-leaning scholars in the nation, like Noah Feldman at Harvard, have come out and said she's brilliant and she'll make a wonderful justice. And so then you kind of, if you can't poke holes there, then you try to look at the character of the person. And, you know, I think her character probably even outshines her renowned scholarship. And so it's been interesting to watch, you know, people approach her, and you get a sense that a lot of the hearings have nothing to do with her or her scholarship, because there's not a lot of weakness areas to try to poke at there. So it's been interesting to watch and see them kind of go around and, you know, create different narratives, because they can't really focus on her scholarship or her person. So I've just been impressed watching her stay calm, and we all knew she would, but just, you know, being professional despite some of the questions and the rhetoric.
Poise is a great word for describing how she has handled this. It's really just amazing. We're talking with Chase Giacomo, who is a former law student of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and obviously stayed in touch with her since, giving us a little sense of her character and the person. I'm going to play you something from yesterday's Amy Klobuchar and Judge Barrett, you know, responding to you'll see what she's getting at here when we play this, but I want to get your take on this. Go ahead and roll that. Yeah,
well, you also separately acknowledged that in Planned Parenthood v. Casey, the Supreme Court's controlling opinion talked about the reliance interest on Roe v. Wade, which it treated in that case as super precedent. Is Roe a super precedent?
How would you define super precedent?
I thought someday I'd be sitting in that chair. I'm not. I'm up here, so I'm asking
okay,
you.
Okay, well, people use super precedent differently.
Okay.
The way that it's used in the scholarship and the way that I was using it in the article that you're reading from was to define cases that are so well settled that no political actors and no people seriously push for their overruling. And I'm answering a lot of questions about Roe, which I think indicates that Roe doesn't fall in that category. And scholars across the spectrum say that doesn't mean that Roe should be overruled, but descriptively it does mean that it's not a case that everyone has accepted and doesn't call for its overruling.
Here's what's interesting to me. You said that Brown is, and I know my time is running out, is a super precedent. That's something the Supreme Court has not even said, but you have said that. So if you say that, why won't you say that about Roe v. Wade, a case that the court's controlling opinion in that Planned Parenthood v. Casey case has described as a super precedent? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, Senator, I can just give you the same answer that I just did. I'm using a term in that article that is from the scholarly literature. It's actually one that was developed by scholars who are, you know, certainly not conservative scholars, who take a more progressive approach to the Constitution. And again, you know, as Richard Fallon from Harvard said, Roe is not a super precedent because calls for its overruling have never ceased, but that doesn't mean that Roe should be overruled. It just means that it doesn't fall on the small handful of cases like Marbury versus Madison and Brown versus the board that no one questions anymore.
Is United States v. Virginia military, is that super precedent?
Senator Klobuchar, if you continue to ask questions about super precedents that aren't on the list of the super precedents that I discussed in the article that are well acknowledged in the constitutional law literature, every time you ask the question, I will have to say that I can't grade it.
Okay. Well.
Come on.
Okay, well, that's why I'm not in that chair. I'm in this chair because I couldn't stand in that. Okay.
I got nothing left.
My favorite part of that was Amy Klobuchar saying, oh, I'm not going to define super president. Maybe I'd be in that chair sometime. Extremely jealous that she's not, evidently. I don't know. But, you know, that kind of snarky stuff we expect, I guess. Chase, what did you take away from that?
Yeah, you know, I think we saw Judge Barrett, you know, he both answer the question and also, you know, there's this requirement that she's not going to, you know, give any hints or previews on cases that are to come before her so that those litigants would feel like they have, you know, a fair hearing and she doesn't have all the facts and hasn't gone through the judicial process. And so I felt like she did a good job of saying, you know, I'm not going to tell you how I'm going to rule on anything, but she also did, you know, kind of, you know, I guess speak about what's widely accepted. There is this idea in the law world of super precedent, and Roe v. Wade isn't one of them. And there are cases like Marbury versus Madison and Brown versus Board of Education that people aren't, you know, challenging and rioting, and it's still a hotly contested issue. Those are those super precedent cases that are widely accepted. And I think she just held firm there and said, you know, Roe, even from a progressive standpoint, isn't one of those super precedents. But I think she did a good job to, you know, to also make clear, I'm not telling you how I'm going to rule on any case. Despite, you know, being asked about it, you know, maybe 100 times throughout the day, she was firm to that. And I think that is the right way to approach it. So I was just impressed by her response.
Yeah, I was too. Amazing, really. And again, I'm no lawyer, and I knew it in 30 seconds when she's talking about the, you know, the definition of super precedent, especially when it, you know, pertains to, are there calls to overturn it? I mean, hello? you, anybody in America knows that's probably one of the most, you know, despised rulings in the nation's history that is obviously going to be attempted. And, you know, what's Amy Klobuchar trying to do? Get her to say, you know, you can't overturn that one. You know, so somehow we got to win, knowing full well. So it's sort of like traps, and she just seems to be, I mean, anticipating them and not even, you know, just so comfortable in how she's responding. It's fun to watch. Tell us one last thought. We've got about a minute left here, Jace, about what you want folks to know about this judge and the decision of the Senate.
Yeah, you know, I just think that, you know, looking at her character, I think that if you look at the people who actually know Judge Barrett, the people who have been in her life, you're just going to hear the same thing from people on the left and the right, that she's just a tremendous person. She's one of the most loving, caring people out there. She's managed to be a renowned constitutional scholar, a mom of seven, adopted two children, a wife. Her husband is an amazing attorney as well. I mean, she's really just one of the most incredible people that I've ever encountered. And I think if you stick to the facts and the truth, I think her scholarship isn't in question. And so if you look at her character and the people around her, you're going to see we're all quite lucky that she's willing to put herself through this and be a fair judge on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, good conversation. Nice to know a little bit more about her from a former student. That's pretty neat. Glad you're still in touch, Chase. Giacomo, thank you so much for the time today and the conversation about Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, folks, back to your calls when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasburg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots, so if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically, so a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So, you know, basically, you give us a call, any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling. Two D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, you might have seen this by now, but if not, we have to play a little bit of it here coming up on the program. Nancy Pelosi went. She went.
BSC?
Bat guano crazy.
There you go.
Yeah. Yesterday at Wolf Blitzer. He was a Republican operative. This left-wing loon from CNN. I love that. Yeah, oh yeah, he's a Republican operative. I see that Doug Collins has filed something now for the removal of her. Somebody somewhere has got to have an honest conversation with Nancy Pelosi that this look isn't working. We know what's going on here.
Just leave.
And all the things are not. They can't leave.
I know.
They're addicted to power. That's what they do. I'm addicted to my pillows. I think that's a lot better than me.
Oh, yeah. Nice to help
your addiction.
Yeah.
There you go.
More so than anything else. But right now, if you go to mypillow.com, you're going to find a whole host of great examples, like the mattress topper we talk a lot about, 30% off. You get a $10 off coupon right away just for signing up by your text for updates. So there's that. There is buy one, get one premium pillows. There's MyPillow towels, dream sheets, go-anywhere pillows. If you click on the radio listener specials, just that, radio listener specials, you'll find some great deals. What I've really been encouraging people to do, and by the way, the weighted blanket is something that is new, but is so awesome. They have a 15-pound one, that's $167.99 with our promo code, and a 20-pound one for $174. But we haven't talked about those for some time. The weighted blanket, of course, that hugs your body, so you get that calming comfort. Restless sleepers love this. And it is made with glass microbeads, so it evenly disperses the weight of the gravity blanket. Handmade, quilted, sewn into squares for optimal weight distribution. It's pretty awesome. The testimonials on this are like off the charts. Radio listener special link, too. Get you some more special. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOUT, or call 800-506-9028. Aberdeen, South Dakota, we go. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I've been following these Judge Barrett confirmation hearings, and the more of these senators that I hear in their questioning, the more I begin to think that these confirmation hearings are unnecessary. I hear a lot about what a good person Judge Barrett is and how deserving she is of a seat on the Supreme Court, and I don't necessarily disagree, but she makes these Democratic senators especially look like such small people in comparison, and I'm just kind of itching for the up or down vote. Get her in there. I mean, there's...
I was wondering if this was going to be another disgrace, and we're not done yet. So far, they seem to have learned their lesson from the Kavanaugh thing, and what do you really do? So they argue about, never before with the election this close have we, you know, like, oh, the Constitution gets put on pause for the election. Oh, that's right. I forgot that. I missed that in class. Sorry I missed that. But I was thinking if they did go goofy, you know, just call the vote. Just call the vote. They got the votes. You know, just be done. And let them bellyache about that. Texter says, according to JoeBiden.com, felons have the right to vote, will have the right to vote under a Biden administration. Felons will get free housing when released from prison through HUD. And three, end the crack cocaine disparity in sentences and make the change retroactive. Just some of the issues that are rarely discussed. The people have a right to know, however, says this listener, who's really going to take the time to read 110 pages. That's some of the things that should come out in a debate, which is not happening this week. Tomorrow night they're doing dueling town halls, but no debate. Give me a little bit of Nancy Pelosi. I just got to have a little Nancy Pelosi wolf blitzer yesterday on CNN just to have a chuckle or two here.
You know, there are Americans who are being evicted from their homes. They can't pay the rent. Many Americans are waiting in food lines for the first time in their lives. Can you look them in the eye, Madam Speaker, and explain why you don't want to accept the president's latest stimulus offer?
Well, because thank you very much, Wolf, and I hope you'll ask the same question of the Republicans about why they don't really want to meet the needs of the American people. But let me say to those people, because all of my colleagues, we represent these people. I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal. So when you say to me, why don't you accept theirs, why don't they accept ours? Our legislation is there to do three things primarily. to honor our workers, honor our heroes, our healthcare workers, our police and fire first responders, our teachers, our transportation, sanitation, food workers, the people who make our lives work. We couldn't be doing what we're doing without them. Many of them have risked their lives so that they to save lives, and now they will lose their jobs because
the states go bankrupt. Excuse me for interrupting.
The states go bankrupt.
Madam Speaker, but they really need the money right now, and even members of your own.
I understand that, but
your,
if,
but even members
if you
of your
ask
own
me a
caucus,
question,
even members of your own caucus, Madam Speaker, want to accept this deal, $1.8 trillion. Congressman Ro Khanna, let me just quote Ro Khanna, a man you know well. I assume you admire him. He's a Democrat, and he just said this. He said, "People in need can't wait until February. $1.8 trillion."
Bro, how is that? More coming up.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393. Or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.